Good. Bonjour tout le monde. Bienvenue à Montréal. Good morning, everyone. I'm Mylène Perrault. I'm the Dean of the Faculty of Education at McGill here. And I'm very excited and enthusiastic about this event today and about welcoming all of you here today. We have a full day, and I think it will be insightful, or I hope it will be insightful for a lot of us to move forward on these issues. I'm going to take the opportunity here to address a very special welcome to our visitors from the United States, Professor Raymond Niara, although a Montrealer, so welcome back, and an alma mater is McGill, so that's good brownie points. Dr. Stuart Harshbarger from Johns Hopkins, welcome. Glenn Morgan from Rockville, Maryland. And I would also thank merci to them for having accepted to participate in this conference today, especially coming to the colder parts of this continent, braving the cold of month of March. A particular welcome to our colleagues from Ottawa, Pierre Bilodeau, welcome, from NSERC, Jane Aubin from CIHR, who will be speaking to us this afternoon. Special welcome as well to Mr. Serge Boulian and John Wetters from CGI, our business experts, who will be providing that perspective on transdisciplinary training. A sincere welcome also to all my colleagues from the McGill Enterprise who have accepted to bring their exceptional experience and share this with us today. Dean Don McLean from the School of Music, Professor Nicholas Caceres from the Dean of Faculty of Law, Martin Craisworth, Associate Provost Dean of Graduate Education, Monsieur Alain Dudois, our Vice Principal, Associate Vice Principal, Strategic Innovation Partnership, Kathleen Cullen, Professor in the Department of Physiology, who is accepted to chair a session for us, Professor Laurette Dubé from the Faculty of Management. Thank you to all of you. And finally, very well welcome to all of you here who are interested in helping us into moving forward the agenda today. Our last count showed that we had about 150 people registered, and we're still counting on this. And an analysis of where these people are coming from shows that they are actually originating from 11 faculties throughout the universities, various research centers, university service units. These are academic staff. We've got development officers. We have business employees, government employees. We have some persistent postdoctoral and doctoral students who've asked special permission and were granted special permission to attend. And I guess the diversity of the attending participants attests to the attraction factor that might be embedded in the use of the word transdisciplinarity. The question, though, has to be asked as to what's the reason for that attraction factor. And we may ask if it's just the flavor of times and that putting that word in a grant makes it more interesting and gives it a little bit more brownie point for funding, or is it truly an added value in the way we think, in the way we advance research, in the way we solve problems? And so it appears that we have this word, we've enriched our vocabulary with this word, but I'm not sure that we have a standard and common understanding of its meaning. So why the workshop, and what are the objectives of the workshops for today? Well, two goals, I think, were in our minds when we set up this workshop today. First, it was to examine the why not, the what, and the how of transdisciplinary research and training. And two, to examine and identify some challenges or barriers that currently may prevent or impede or make it difficult to carry out or to advance transdisciplinary activities. And these challenges may be faced either as individuals in contribution to teaching, in contribution to research, writing grant applications, publications, or fundraising, writing fundraising cases in support of research activities. But these challenges may also be found for us collectively as an institution, and it may be related to administrative and physical structures. It may also be related to the recognition and approval processes for various activities throughout the universities. It may also result from various principles that are there or not well articulated as to a proper framework for translating research findings all the way into policy making. And so, as you'll see from the program, we've designed the workshop today to bring us a perspective from various angles of transdisciplinary research and training. You'll see that we have colleagues from areas of research, government agencies, business, policies, and we feel that through this we may have a better understanding of what the challenges are, that hopefully we can learn from this and improve on our abilities to understand when and when not we should be looking at transdisciplinary research. I'm very grateful to our provost, Anthony Massey, who has accepted to chair the summary and discussion session. And I hope that that plenary session will provide all participants to share their views and opinions on what they are facing as challenges or as barriers that they may see individually or collectively in advancing this issue at McGill. So I wish you all a nice and fruitful day. I have to end here by thanking our undergraduate and graduate societies at the Faculty of Education for their suggestion that we videotape this conference. We told them there wasn't enough room here, not enough seat for all of them, and they suggested that we have a videotape. And so this conference is being videotaped, and it will be on our Faculty of Education website for future use if some of you are interested. So here are, I think, my announcements for the day. And I will now move, I think, to our first session on what, why, what, how, and why not of transdisciplinary research. I will invite my colleague Ross Anderson, who is professor in the Department of Kinesiology and Physical Education and a CIHR research chair in physical activity and health, to co-chair the session with me. All right.